Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It's time for Brent's Rant.
And today's rant is brought to you by New Works Plumbing of Sacramento. For your plumbing needs and repairs, just go to newworksplumbing.com, N-E-W-W-R-X-Plumbing.com. New Works Plumbing, they've got a fix for you. A disaster in New York last night, game one of a four-game road trip for the Kings, and they absolutely wilted. They melted in the second half. They took a 60-52 lead into the break, and then it was all New York. A so-so offensive team known for defense put 68 points on the board en route to a 120-109 win. That's right, New York 120, Sacramento 109. Kings now firmly in the eighth spot in the West with the Celtics tonight. Then it's Brooklyn at Oklahoma City. And then you come home and play New Orleans and Phoenix. A defining second half for the Kings last night, and they came up absolutely empty. Very disappointing, to say the least, because now you can pretty much say goodbye to the sixth spot, barring a miracle, and you just have to hope that the Kings don't fall to nine, because if you fall to nine, in all likelihood, you're going to have a one-game scenario against the Warriors in a winner-take-all. And we saw how that looked last year in Game 7 in Sacramento when it was Superman Steph Curry who took over the game. You do not want that if you're the Kings. But not looking good right now. This road trip with still the Celtics and the Thunder remaining two of the best teams in the league. Oh, boy. Yeah, indeed. Things are getting tight. The Kings are going the wrong direction at the wrong time of the year. Last night, arguably the most important half of basketball that Sacramento has played this season, and they came up small. No other way to say it. They came up small. And that's my rant for today. Hey, join me a little bit later with Ryan in Sacktown. Ryan will have the pregame show followed by Jerry Reynolds halftime, and we'll wrap it up on the postgame show. The Celtics with only three home losses this year. Tall order for the Kings on a second night of a back-to-back. Make it a great day, everybody.